You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 11. We're continuing in the book of Genesis. We'll be reading chapter 24, all 67 verses. The Bible now shifts gears into a sort of love story about Abraham's servant trying to find a wife for his son Isaac. But Abraham put certain conditions into play. She should be from Abraham's family, but not where they live. Because remember, God moved Abraham's family to the new land of Canaan. But perhaps Abraham knows the type of girls and women that are from his own culture, his own family. But whatever the reason, the servant must go out and find this wife. Seems to be a needle in a haystack, or rather, a very tiny pebble in a massive desert. So what does the servant do? He prays. But what's interesting about this chapter is that you're going to hear the story of how things come to pass. And then the servant is actually talking to someone, and he tells them the whole story you just heard. So in a way, you're hearing the story twice. And then the servant's story gets printed somewhere in time in the Bible. And so indeed, his story keeps being retold forever. So grab your popcorn, because it'll be quite a story. We're also continuing in the book of Matthew. Jesus has a reputation now for healing people. And it seems like they come one after another. As soon as Jesus is on his way to go heal somebody, someone else approaches him and comes to them with their issues. Sometimes it's healing people from sickness, but Jesus isn't some sort of medical doctor. He also casts out demons. He is a spiritual doctor, if there is such a thing. And Jesus uses God's power to heal people. No prescriptions, no medical insurance are needed. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Genesis chapter 24. A wife for Isaac. Abraham lived to be a very old man. The Lord had blessed him with great success in everything he did. One day, Abraham called for his oldest servant, who was in charge of everything Abraham owned. Abraham said to him, "I want you to make a promise to me with an oath. Make this promise to me before the Lord, the God of heaven and earth. Promise that you will find a wife for my son, but not from among the Canaanite girls who live here. Instead, go back to my country, to my own people. Find a wife for Isaac there and bring her here for him." The servant said to Abraham, "What if this woman does not want to come back here with me? Should I then return to get your son and take him to live there in your homeland?" Abraham replied, "Now, whatever happens, never take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, brought me here. He told me to leave my father's family and my homeland and to come here. He made a promise to me with an oath.
I will give this land to your descendants.
So I know he will send his angel to prepare the way for you. He will help you get a wife there for my son. If the woman refuses to come with you, you will be free from this promise I am asking you to make. But you must not take my son back there."
So the servant gave his promise with an oath to do what his master Abraham had asked. The servant got 10 of Abraham's camels ready to travel. He loaded them with all kinds of beautiful gifts. Then he made the journey to the city in northern Mesopotamia where Abraham's brother Nahor lived. He came to a well just outside the city. He made the camels kneel down there by the well. It was evening, a time the women always came out to get water. The servant prayed,
"Lord,
You are the God of my master, Abraham. Please keep your promise to my master by helping me do what I came for. Here I am, standing by this well, and the young women from the city are coming out to get water. I will say to one of them, please, let me have a drink from your jar. Let her answer, show if she is the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. If she says, please, have a drink, and I will also give water to your camels, I will know that she is the right one, and that you have kept your promise to my master.
Before he had finished praying, he saw a young woman coming out of the city. It was Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah and Nahor, Abraham's brother. She was coming to the well with a water jar on her shoulder. She was a very pretty young woman, still a virgin. She went down to the well, filled her jar, and went back up towards the city. The servant ran over to her and said,
please, give me a little water from your jar to drink.
She replied,
yes, sir, please have a drink.
She quickly lowered the jar from her shoulder and gave him a drink. As soon as she finished giving him a drink, she said,
I will get enough water for your camels to have all they want.
So she quickly poured the water from her jar into the drinking trough that was there. Then she ran to the well to get more water. She did this until she had brought enough water for all his camels. Abraham's servant quietly watched her. He wanted to be sure the Lord had given him the answer that would make his journey a success. Finally, the camels finished drinking. Then he got out some nice jewelry he had brought for her. He gave Rebekah a small gold ring for her nose. He also gave her two large gold arm bracelets. He then asked, who is your father? Is there a place in your father's house for me and my men to sleep? Rebekah answered,
my father is Bethuel, the son of Milcah and Nahor.
Then she said,
and yes, we have a place for you to sleep, and we have straw and feed for your camels.
The servant bowed down and worshiped to the Lord. He said,
praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham. The Lord has always been good to him. And now he has kept his promise to my master by leading me here to his family.
Rebekah ran home to her mother and told everyone what had happened. She had a brother named Laban. He heard his sister telling what the man at the well had said to her. Then he saw the ring and the bracelets on her arms. So he ran straight to the well to find the man. And there he was, standing by the camels at the well. Laban said,
welcome to our home. You are clearly someone the Lord has blessed. You must not stand out here any longer. I have a room ready for you and a place for your camels.
So Abraham's servant went into the house. Laban told his servants to unload the camels and give them straw and feed. Then they brought water for Abraham's servant and his men to wash their feet. Laban then offered him food. The servant did not want to eat yet. He said,
I will not eat until I have told you why I came.
So Laban said,
then tell us.
The servant said,
I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master in everything. My master is now a very wealthy man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, camels and donkeys. He has plenty of silver and gold and many slaves, male and female. Sarah was my master's wife. When she was very old, she finally had a son, and my master has given everything he owns to him. My master made me make him a promise with an oath. He said,
you must find a wife for my son, but not from among the Canaanite girls who live here. Instead, go back to my father's family, to my own people. Find a wife for Isaac there, and bring her here for him.
I said to my master, What if this woman will not come with me? But my master said to me, I have always obeyed the Lord. He will send his angel to be with you and make your journey a success. You will find a wife for my son there among my own people from my father's family. But even if they refuse to let her go with you, I will not hold you responsible. You will be free from this promise I am asking you to make.
Today, when I came to this well, I prayed, Lord, God of my master Abraham, please help me do what I came for. Here I am, standing by this well. I'm waiting for a young woman to come and get water. I will say to her, please, give me some water from your jar to drink. Let her say, please have a drink, and I will get some water for your camels too. If she says this, I will know she is the one that you, the Lord, have chosen for my master's son. Before I finished this silent prayer, there was Rebecca coming out to the well. She had her water jar on her shoulder. She went down to the well and filled her jar with water. That is when I asked her for a drink. She quickly lowered the jar from her shoulder to give me some water. As she said, please have a drink and I will get water for your camels too. So I drank and she also gave water to my camels. Then I asked her, who is your father? She said,
my father is Bethuel, the son of Milcah and Nahor.
Then I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. I bowed down in worship to the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham. I thanked him for leading me straight to my master's family, where I found a wife for his son. There she was, the daughter of one of my master's relatives. So, what do you say? Will you be so kind as to do what my master expects of you, his family? Please, tell me yes or no. Then I will know what I should do.
Then Laban and Bethuel answered,
we can see that this is from the Lord. There is nothing to discuss. Here is Rebecca. Take her and go. Let her marry your master's son. This is clearly what the Lord wants.
When Abraham's servant heard this, he bowed to the ground before the Lord. Then he gave Rebecca the gifts he brought. He gave her gold and silver jewelry and beautiful clothes. He also gave expensive gifts to her brother and her mother. Then he and his men had something to eat and drink, and they spent the night there. When they got up the next morning, Abraham's servant said,
now, let me go back to my master.
Rebekah's brother and mother said,
let Rebekah spend some time with us before she leaves. At least 10 days. Then she can go.
But the servant said to them,
please, do not make me wait. The Lord has helped me do what I came for. Now let me go back to my master.
Rebecca's brother and mother said,
we will call Rebecca and ask her what she wants to do.
So they called Rebecca and asked her,
do you want to go with this man now?
Rebecca said,
yes, I will go.
So they let Rebecca and her childhood nurse leave with Abraham's servant and his men. As Rebecca was leaving, they spoke these words of blessing over her.
Our sister, may you have so many children that no one will be able to count your descendants. And may they be strong enough to defeat their enemies and capture their cities.
Then Rebecca and her women servants got on their camels. They followed Abraham's servant, who had come to get Rebecca. Now he was taking her away. During this same time, Isaac had left Beer Lahai Roi and was now living in the southern part of Canaan. One evening, he went out for a quiet walk in the countryside. He looked up and saw camels coming from far away. Rebecca looked up at the same time
and saw Isaac. She jumped down from her camel. She said to Abraham's servant,
"Who is that man in the field over there coming this way?"
The servant said, "That is my master." So Rebekah covered her face with her veil. The servant told Isaac everything that had happened. Then Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent that had belonged to his mother, Sarah. Isaac took Rebekah as his wife that day. Isaac loved her, and this was a great comfort to him following the death of his mother.
Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 38. A question about fasting. Then the followers of John came to Jesus and said,
"We and the Pharisees fast often. Why don't your followers fast the way we do?"
Jesus answered, "At a wedding, the friends of the bridegroom are not sad while he is with them. That's not the time to fast, but the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will be sad and fast. When someone patches old clothes, they never use a piece of cloth that is not yet shrunk. If they do, the patch will shrink and pull away from the old cloth and make a bigger hole. Also, people never pour new wine into old wineskins. They would burst, the wine would spill out, and the wineskins would be ruined. People always put new wine into new wineskins, which won't break, and the wine stays good." While Jesus was talking, a leader of the synagogue came to him. The leader bowed to the ground before him and said,
"My daughter has just died. But if you will come and touch her with your hand, she will live again."
So Jesus and his followers went with the man. On the way, there was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She came close behind Jesus and touched the bottom of his coat. She was thinking,
"If I can touch his coat, I will be healed."
Jesus turned and saw the woman. He said, "Be happy, dear woman. You are made well because you believed." Then the woman was healed. Jesus continued going with the Jewish leader and went into the leader's house. He saw people there who make music for funerals. And he saw a crowd of people crying loudly. Jesus said, "Go away. The girl is not dead. She is only sleeping." But the people laughed at him. After the people had been sent out of the house, Jesus went into the girl's room. He took hold of her hand, and she stood up. The news about this spread all around the area. As Jesus was going away from there, two blind men followed him, and they said loudly,
"Show kindness to us, son of David."
Jesus went inside, and the blind man went with him. He asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to make you see?" They answered,
"Yes, Lord, we believe."
Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "You believe that I can make you see? So it will happen." Then the men were able to see. Jesus gave them a strong warning. He said, "Don't tell anyone how this happened." But they left and spread the news about Jesus all around that area. As these two men were leaving, some people brought another man to Jesus. This man could not talk because he had a demon inside him. Jesus forced the demon out. The man was able to talk. The people were amazed and said,
"No one has ever seen anything like this in Israel."
But the Pharisee said,
"The ruler of demons is the one giving him the power to force demons out."
Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages. He taught in their synagogues and told people the good news about God's kingdom. He healed all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. When Jesus saw the crowds of people, He felt sorry for them because they were worried and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd to lead them. Jesus said to his followers, "There is such a big harvest of people to bring in, but there are only a few workers to help harvest them. God owns the harvest. Ask him to send more workers to help gather his harvest." Psalm chapter 8. For the music director, with the Gittith, a psalm of David. Lord, our Lord, all over the earth people honor your name. Your glory reaches above the heavens. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. You use them as a defense against your enemies to stop all who fight against you. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you put in their places. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods and crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, all over the earth people honor your name. Your glory reaches above the heavens. And that should do it for day 11. Join us for day 12. It is the end of Abraham and the end of his narrative, but the story picks up with Isaac, and his story begins with a lie to Abimelech. And Jesus collects his disciples, names them, and then sends them on a mission, so you won't want to miss that. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.